Good morning, and welcome to Simply People. It's Friday, April 12th. On today's show, a former Mississippi police officer is arrested in the slaying of a nurse who had a restraining order against him, and Brooke Shields opens up about regretting being a good girl and making herself small. Plus, Chris Pratt shares sweet photos of his siblings on National Siblings Day. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with news from Figma, the popular design tool startup being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion. The company isn't waiting around for the deal to close to innovate, as they just announced the addition of three new generative AI capabilities to their FigJam online whiteboard product to help users get started and organize projects more easily. For more, we turn to our Simply Tech correspondent. What can you tell us about these new AI features Figma is rolling out?
Figma is leveraging the power of generative AI to enhance FigJam in a few key ways. First, they are using AI to help users create new FigJam boards from scratch. Getting started with a blank canvas can be daunting, so Figma is letting users describe what they want, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will automatically generate a template to get them going.
Interesting. What else are they doing with AI?
Another challenge with these digital whiteboards is they can become messy and disorganized as more content gets added. Figma is applying AI to automatically sort and group the sticky notes people add to boards into logical themes, like by topic or by the person assigned. This should make growing boards much easier to navigate and parse.
Makes sense. Any other AI enhancements?
The last one is pretty slick. Figma is using AI to automatically generate summaries of FigJam boards. As boards get larger, it becomes time-consuming to synthesize all the information manually. Now the AI can provide a high-level overview of the key points, saving users a lot of effort. Figma says this set of AI features is just the beginning, as they look to make visual collaboration more accessible to their expanding non-designer user base.
Fascinating stuff. Do we know what AI technology Figma is using under the hood to power this?
Figma confirmed they are leveraging OpenAI's large language models and have optimized them to understand Figma and FigJam specific concepts. They've also implemented content filtering to prevent the AI from generating inappropriate or harmful content. But this is just a starting point. Expect Figma to continue iterating and expanding what's possible with generative AI as the technology matures.
Great insights, as always. Thank you, Michael. Figma's new AI-powered FigJam features are available starting today in an open beta. We'll be tracking this closely to see how it's adopted and what it means for the future of collaborative work. On a different note, Brooke Shields is opening up about her journey to self-acceptance and empowerment. The actress recently spoke at an event in New York City about the importance of women's mental health and wellness. She discussed her new online community called Beginning Is Now, which is targeted at women over 40. Celeste, what more can you tell us about Shields' message at this event?
Shields revealed that she spent much of her career working on her self-esteem and learning self-acceptance. She admitted to engaging in a lot of self-deprecation and making herself small to avoid being seen as threatening. Over time, she started to internalize those negative beliefs about herself. Shields emphasized the danger in that, saying, "You do it long enough, and you kind of start to believe it." She had to actively practice not diminishing herself or allowing others to intimidate her.
It sounds like Shields is really passionate about empowering other women to find their voice and advocate for themselves. Did she share any insights on how she's passing those lessons on to her own daughters?
Absolutely. Shields has two daughters, Rowan, who is 20, and Greer, who is 17. She stressed the importance of having open conversations with them about their bodies, their health, and their feelings. Shields believes that ongoing dialogue is crucial for teaching young women how to ask the right questions of their healthcare providers. Ultimately, she says, it's about giving them the tools for empowerment and teaching them to speak up for themselves.
That's such an important message, especially in the context of women's health. I know Shields also touched on the role of empathy in all of this. What did she have to say about that?
Shields emphasized that empathy is key, noting that we can never fully know what someone else is going through. She also spoke candidly about how humility has been a double-edged sword in her own life. As a self-described good girl, Shields said humility was a way to be liked and accepted. But she cautioned that when it shifts into self-deprecation, it becomes detrimental. It's a fine line between humility and diminishing one's own self-worth.
Brooke Shields' message about self-esteem and empowerment is sure to resonate with many. Thanks for sharing those insights, Celeste. Shifting gears now to another celebrity story, actor Chris Pratt is showing some love for his siblings on National Siblings Day. The Guardians of the Galaxy star shared photos on Instagram of himself with his brother Cully and sister Angie, saying, "Wouldn't want to go through life with anyone else. I love you both." Pratt's wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, also paid tribute to her own siblings, Patrick, Christopher, and Christina. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent, James. Growing up, Pratt's family had humble beginnings, with his mother working at a grocery store and his late father in construction. How has Pratt's rise to movie stardom impacted his relationship with his siblings?
Fame can certainly strain family ties, especially when one member achieves a level of success that vastly differs from the others. In a 2015 interview, Pratt opened up about how challenging his skyrocketing career has been on those closest to him. He acknowledged that his brother keeps him grounded by giving him a hard time, but also empathizes with how his siblings might feel, saying, "They're like, what the f***, dude? How did you stumble into an awesome acting career when I'm working 40 hours a week at a job that I don't necessarily love, just to barely keep my head above water?" So while Pratt is immensely grateful for his accomplishments, he recognizes the complex family dynamics that can arise.
It's great to see Pratt openly express his appreciation for his siblings, despite the complicated feelings that fame can bring. Family support seems very important to him.
Absolutely. In that same interview, Pratt credited his brother for significantly shaping who he is today. And now on National Siblings Day, he's making a point to publicly celebrate that bond he shares with both his brother and sister. No matter what level of success he achieves, those relationships clearly remain a top priority and source of grounding for Pratt. The same seems true for his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, who similarly honored her own siblings, referring to them as "my heart and soul, the best people I know."
It's heartening to see a celebrity like Chris Pratt use his platform to highlight the importance of sibling relationships, especially in an industry that often focuses more on romantic partnerships. Speaking of celebrities, former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Lisa Rinna is opening up about her experience with facial fillers. The 60-year-old recently responded to a TikTok video analyzing her overfilled look. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly did Rinna have to say about her fillers?
Well, David, Rinna admitted in the comments of that TikTok video that the filler she used, called SkinVive, was not good for her. SkinVive is a gel implant that was just approved by the FDA last year. It's injected into the skin to smooth wrinkles and add definition. But according to the esthetician who posted the TikTok, Rinna had too much filler placed in her cheeks and midface, throwing off her facial balance.
It sounds like Rinna realized pretty quickly that the fillers weren't working for her. Was she able to reverse the effects?
Yes, fortunately, Rinna said she was able to get the filler dissolved the same day she made that comment. Dissolving fillers is a process where an enzyme solution is injected to break them down. It allows patients to more or less erase the effects if they're not happy with the results. Of course, like with any cosmetic procedure, there are always risks involved.
Absolutely. Now, Rinna has been pretty open in the past about how she maintains her appearance as she gets older. What has she said about her approach?
In a recent interview, the 60-year-old said she credits her health to living a very moderate lifestyle. She told Cosmopolitan that she's worked out regularly since she was a teenager, gets plenty of rest, and eats a mostly healthy diet. Rinna said, "I live in moderation, even though it seems like I live very loudly and largely." She also noted that she doesn't go crazy with anything and that there's no silver bullet when it comes to aging gracefully.
Important advice for anyone, regardless of age. Thanks for those insights on Lisa Rinna's recent experience with facial fillers. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.